Friends, happy Advent, or as we are hearing in our secular world, season's greetings. We are beginning a time of progression towards Christmas. And it is fascinating to be beginning Advent as we have ended our 10 weeks of the Live Justly series. After ending that rather intensive 10 weeks, where do we go from here? What is the things that we are wrestling with that we are called out of and into? Friends, we are called directly into Advent. Directly into the story of John the Baptist, his mother Elizabeth, and his father Zechariah. And in our passage from Luke today, we hear that Zechariah becomes speechless. We hear that God has taken out his phone and put it on silent, found the remote buried in the seat of the cushion of the couch, and pressed mute on Zechariah. Why would God make Zechariah silent? Because I'm hearing in this story that Zechariah and Elizabeth were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. They were well-meaning, God-fearing Jews. Why would God That wasn't part of this. Why would God make Zechariah mute? And on top of this, besides them being well-meaning and God-fearing Jews, Zechariah is a priest. He's the pastor of his day. So for him to be struck mute is not lost on this pastor. It was Zechariah's time to listen. So God, I'm listening, and I'm hearing what you're saying to me today. That in this season, as we go into Advent, the beginning of the Christian calendar, not the end, you are calling me to listen. So this morning, if you would indulge me, I would like to take a moment to listen. To listen together, to hear God's still voice in our lives. So I'm going to take a moment of silence and ask us to take a deep breath, to inhale, to exhale. Inhale, exhale. And to quiet the noisy voices in our head distracting us from God, to help us find that still small voice speaking to us in the midst of it all. did you hear? What was the tenor of the voice? Maybe it wasn't a voice. What did you experience? Did you feel a breath? Did you smell something? Did you hear music? Was there a taste? If that feeling that was brought was calm and connection and something deep, let that be with you this season. Let that guide you. Let that be rooted in you as we continue into a season that gets busier and busier as we come to the 25th. And so, friends, I'm going to ask that we close this time of reflection together through an ancient prayer, through one that Jesus taught his disciples and passes down to us. Prayer with deep meaning and connection. And so I ask, as we say it together, that we think about the words that we say together, but also too, I empower you to say the words that you are most comfortable with in this prayer. Friends, let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.